premature.
I am.
Okay. Good afternoon. We're on record. It is June 10th. We scheduled this immediately following the five-year capital plan workshop. It is being audio recorded. And this is district goals discussion agenda. Dr. Adams, the floor is yours.
Oh, geez. Well, we just finished up today, this year. But I was telling Mrs. Johnson, because we were coming to the workshop, is that I feel like a lot has been accomplished this year. And there are a lot of things in the works for next year. You know, I mean, just if we talk about capital, we're going to open a new administration building. We've got a health complex that we're going to open. There are a lot of things that are in the works that are moving ahead. I think our biggest, there are a couple. I noted the challenges when I did the state of the district, which I'm hoping that you'll agree. Those are the areas that we could focus on as a, with the superintendent. And one is student achievement. You know, they're just, this is the year we go into the Florida standards. We know that's going to impact us a lot, and I think that the focus on professional development, I think the focus on the classroom, and I think I'm hoping that we will focus on that primarily. But professional development for the new technology that's coming forward with the standards, I think all of those pieces have to be part of it. The second thing that I think is critical is that we get the leadership development piece stronger. And again, that's getting that pipeline of talent, whether it's teachers or administrators coming in. I think that's an area that needs to focus on. And I will tell you that Mr. Reinberg, Mr. Fritz, and actually Beth Hofer is the new staff development person. They are already talking and, you know, bringing forth some ideas on that. So I think that's another area that we need that I would like to have a focus on. And those are the primary areas that I feel as your superintendent that I need to spend my energy.
Ms. Disney.
Thank you. Because so much is riding on the moonshot moment, I mean, not just saving face, but,
right,
you know, the future of these kids, have you collected enough data to report back to us what progress you're seeing with the kids that the program's been implemented?
Last year was our baseline data year, okay, and that was... we gave the SAT 10 for the first time, and we're giving that kindergarten through third grade. So this year we have given it to kindergarten through third grade, but we hand scored third grade because that can be used for promotion if we need it. But we haven't received the scores back from the company yet. But we do have enough information to know this, that last year we had 56% of our third grade students that were proficient. This year it's 55%, which is 1% lower. But what we have also captured is the cohort group, the students that are in third grade today that were in second grade last year that have taken the test. We know what they got last year. We've compared it to what we've got this year, and we've had a 7% growth overall in that. So what we want to provide the board, and we're doing this at Earful in June, and we'll bring to the board, is once we get all the data, we'll do a total presentation to the board regarding all of the data that we have, whether it's moonshot moment or the other. But the SAT 10 was our baseline.
So is the item that's on the first part of the evaluation that has the third graders in the SAT 10 in
yes.
that item, does that give us the information that I'm asking for, or would it require an additional item reworded differently to see the growth in the kids that have now been in the program 3 years by the end of 14-15?
I think the goals that you set next year could have a couple of things. One is you've got to look at the third graders. What is the third grade? Because in 2018, we want that third grade But then I think you also want to look at the cohort group that's moving through. We do have 2 years of data this year. Next year we'll have 3 years of data on a cohort. And is there growth from year to year? And that's important. So looking at growth year to year. The kindergarten group that's coming in, that's our moonshot group.
Right.
Okay? That is the group that we will be measured on in 2018. So the other things that the board will want to know, that in terms of that, we have a lot of community type activities that are going on revolving around that. And again, it's the early years coming in, but we also have some accelerated professional development. We did a pilot program at Highlands and Treasure Coast this spring where teachers actually stayed. They rearranged their schedules so they would have an hour before school ended and an hour after school paid for by the Learning Alliance, and they did kindergarten for a month and first grade for a month. And again, it's accelerated professional development in those early years, so we want to continue that. The other thing is looking at some targeted after-school programs, so that's another piece which we could use as a measurement. What are we seeing from the beginning to the end in terms of some of those other projects that are going on, or initiatives? And it's not just us collecting data, it's outside groups collecting data too, which I think is a useful tool for us.
And carries a different weight.
Right.
It certainly carries a different weight in that.
The Learning Alliance does DIBBLES 3 times a year. They mm-hmm. collect data. That's done one-on-one with students. I mean, it's very, very time-intensive, but it's another piece of data that's gathered during the year to see if there's growth from students, you know, at these grade levels. So there's information being gathered, but our baseline that we've been using as a school district is the SAT-10, and last year was the baseline year.
So the second graders that have picked up the DIBBLES test, that would be a good comparison as well to show that they're rising above their cohorts as a result of the instruction they received since kindergarten and something that the...
Yeah, I think we need to look at those measures. And DIBBLES is not given at every single, you know, grade level. It changes, like kindergarten first.
Yeah.
So I want to look at what those measures are. But any of those measures that are learned that are done over time, DIBBLES from kindergarten to first,
right.
First to second. So if that's what you're talking about.
Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So that we don't have to wait to see what the third graders have. We can see what is the impact on the younger kids before they get to.
The other thing that we were able to do this year is to put DIBBLES into PM2. We weren't able to do that before. We didn't have that capacity. So now we're able to enter that data and the foundations. We have a mastery. And when they give foundations tests, they are supposed to teach to mastery, which is 80%. And so we keep track of that. And so that's also put in PM2. So we're beginning to have that capability of accumulating more information.
That would be powerful data for us to take to the community. Hoping that it's going in the direction that we want.
Right.
We expect it to.
Ms. Mintz.
Yes, one of the goals that we have for this year was the whole idea of improving the school culture and climate. And I think that when we did our outcome indicators, we looked at a lot of items that were very tangible, like organized ERFL, check, organized newsletter, check, but we were very weak in terms of developing accountability for those issues. And there was an item that we wrote that said determined degree of implementation of required student self-efficacy and attendance initiatives using survey data. And that's something that I still don't understand. However, in order to really have some accountability, and we had this conversation, it would be helpful, for example, with attendance. We never really got the baseline data for our schools. We just got a 10% and some information about if 10% of your kids are absent, this is what's going to happen. But that's not really going to allow us to see improvement from 1 year to the next. So now that you've established a baseline, mm-hmm. it would be helpful for next year to say we've got all these initiatives around self-efficacy. This is where we were. These were our most challenging schools. This is where we were. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. The same thing with bullying. And I think with bullying that we had that conversation, the board chose not to include it in this document. And that's another thing, because we had one of our staff people at a public meeting state that there were only 3 incidents of bullying in our schools. And that is just, I don't think that's what the community wants to hear, because that's not really, it's not accurate. Maybe by the definition of the state, it is accurate, but I think that we need to go above and beyond, because if our kids are not safe, if our kids are not in school, they're not going to be engaged. And if we have attendance initiatives, we have to have a way of looking at what we do so that kids want to be in school. I mean, you can go out and bring them in physically, hypothetically, but if they don't want to be here, we need to figure out what is it that they don't want to be here for. Because some of it is their issues, but some of it are things that we can be doing better. And I think now that we've identified it, I'd like to move to a place where we can capture the accountability, because, you know, we can have an attendance newsletter, but what does that translate to? We're doing the education. Are we seeing an improvement in attendance? Because that newsletter did not fix our attendance problem.
So all right, so let's talk about attendance, because that was an initiative. If anybody had, and I don't know that anybody here had the chance to attend Airful, but that was one of the initiatives that I felt really good about, because what happened is there was a turn in the thinking about we need students to want to be at school. That is the self-efficacy part. So how are we viewing it right now, and how are we going to change how we view that so that we're looking at incentives for students to want to be there? So what we did do is we gave every single school their baseline data on attendance. So every school and the district has baseline data that was provided to them at Airful when we went over that. So once school is out now, we can go now and track what was there an improvement attendance at the district overall, and we were able to look at the schools. So that was one of the intentional outcomes. And, you know, so school is over, school is just over, but every single school got their baseline data on attendance. And so now the accountability for us to the school as well is, did it improve? And if it did, what were the initiatives that you did that you might share with others? But it is that whole building around the self-efficacy part. So we will have some data, attendance data.
Since you brought that up, Ms. Menes, can I bring something up that kind of bothered me with the evaluation? Since goals and evaluation are the same exact thing, I mean, that's what we do. The professional standards has a whole litany of things that are to be put into the evaluation of the professional standard, you know, ethical behavior, those kinds of things. There's a whole list. And then we have an opportunity to write down at the bottom what we would like. And I did, the only comment I made to Dr. Adams was I really didn't like the way the new format is. And maybe nobody else feels this way, but I felt that whole list of things where each one we had to sit down and check off was kind of, I don't understand why we didn't treat the goals the same way we do professional development and have a goal. Was it commendable? What did it meet expectations? Did it need improvement? I mean, I would have much preferred that and have had, absolutely, we need to list our expectations for certain goals. But to sit there and to do each discipline underneath those, I was not...
You're talking about this piece?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each and every, and maybe nobody else felt that way. I would appreciate some feedback from someone. Miss Disney.
The
standards.
Yes. I didn't look at each of those things as an individual item that I needed to check off. I looked at them as examples of the things that represent mm-hmm. integrity. And
you're talking about this piece?
I can't see it.
This piece?
Yeah.
And Carol's talking about this piece.
This is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I was talking
okay.
About I'm talking about the fact, well, since you have it, I didn't bring mine because I was, didn't know I was going to bring this up. Each and every indicator, you're supposed to sit and give your opinion. Let me finish my statement, if you can, please. Each and every indicator, we don't look at the indicators under professional development as far as assessing. Why? And I just felt as though, and obviously I'm the only one who felt that way, so end of discussion.
Okay, so I'll comment on those. I actually thought it was good that we looked at each of those items separately because each of them had a document that was that went along with it. Some sort of document, some sort of, what did we call them?
Artifacts.
artifacts to show whether it had been done, whether it whether it was in progress sort of thing. And most of them I could find in the superintendent's report to us that was issued in May. There were some I needed to talk to the superintendent about and say, okay, I really don't know where we are with this because I think perhaps something's been done since May 31st or since the terms of the report was given. Or when is that data going to be available so I know where we are in that process. So there were, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12, maybe not that many, that we had to discuss and figure out where we were, but most of them were pretty clear where we were in the process. So,
but you hit the key. You're saying exactly what my concern was. It's a process, so I don't know how you can sit and say each one of those things is either commendable or meets expectation because it's a process. So it's not achievable within that time frame. That was my concern.
Can I give one example? Like setting up a Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
For communication.
Okay.
You either did it or you didn't do it.
Sure.
We didn't have it before, so it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And you check out.
Okay, so do you have to say, does it meet expectation? Is it commendable or is it reasonable? You know what I mean? So I think that what I heard you saying is maybe there's lots of indicators, but you only have one under communication or something. You know what I'm saying?
Just like we did with the professional development.
Yeah, it's kind of
you
like
put
that,
up there whether it was commendable on that particular issue with the professional development or not. I think with goals, was your goal meets expectations? And I'm sorry to throw this out there, but I just it was new for us this year. I think we still need to talk about each end of the individual things because I think the superintendent needs to know what we think is important to us. So
I think one of the reasons why I was. We brought this up with Karen, and I know for myself, a lot of other school districts use this model, and that was one of the reasons why we brought it forth. I think that what we had before were very general goals. Before we did this, we would get the superintendent's goals. They were so general that there was really no way to pin down what that expectation was because it was subjective for each board member. With this, around each of the items, you knew what the artifact was. I think what we lacked, and I think as Karen did, I went in with some blank items because it's part of a process. I think we lacked an additional column, maybe not enough data, but there was a column for moving toward reaching that goal. Mm-hmm. So I use that column for making progress because we're moving in that direction, but we don't have a definitive answer. And that, to me, and each of us sees this differently, to me, that is a more concrete way of holding the superintendent accountable.
Okay.
Because I had heard from people in the community, so you've got all these focus. This is the superintendent's focus, and it's so general. How do you define it? Mm-hmm. And one board member can say, she's great, boom. Another board member could say, wait a minute, this is missing. And it's not that it's contradictory, it's that it was so vague. And so we have a section that's vague, and we have a section that's specific, because there are things that we want to make sure that are done, and we don't want to blindside the superintendent. And for example, under communication, we wanted a Twitter account, but we didn't really give direction. So I may say, you did a great job in communication, and another person said, no, she didn't do a Twitter account. That's really negative. So this allowed us to very specifically let you know what we wanted to see, and also have an area of flexibility, because each board member looks at other things. So I felt that we needed some way of maybe indicating that it's a process. But for me personally, it really allowed me to do a critical assessment and have specific expectations that were not subjective to what I would like to see.
Well, and I felt as though the simple fact that so much of it had to be a process was an indication that we intended for that not to be something that was completely achievable. Therefore, it was not going to be anything where we could say, you know, that has been attained. We built that in already to where we were sort of setting the superintendent. And I didn't say this to Dr. Adams, because that's not the place to say it. My place to say it is to my fellow board members. Obviously, I'm hearing I'm off base with that, so I won't pursue it. I won't be here to fight the fight next year. So go for it. Yes, Ms. Disney.
So the items where they were making progress, I would fully expect to see them show up again. And where the consequence would come is if they never make it to the met expectation, then there's a problem in that there was a direction given that did not come to fruition.
So the expectation for Dr. Adams then is as we discuss these goals, those that had, and I don't know what the compilation is, so I can't tell you what they would be. She does, because she has all of that. But those things would then be recurring. They're not going to be abandoned. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and as chair, so are you going to make different. That compilation? Is that
is the chairman's responsibility. Okay. That is the responsibility of the chairman's to do and I don't do a compilation. What I do is the board majority, whatever that comes out to be, and it'll be one of those four things: commendable, meets expectations, whatever it is, according to whatever the input is from all five board members. And that's the way we've always done it. And if you want to change that, I would suggest that you have that as part of your discussion for goals, because the superintendent needs to know how she's going to be evaluated. That's not fair to change the evaluation after you've already set your goals. Dr. Adams?
I do have a suggestion. Could I see that for just a second, your evaluation sheet? I just want to make reference to it. So I gave you these.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which became the artifacts. These are the goals that we set. Okay. So a suggestion that I have is that your commendable meets expectations and reasonable is in this area. In other words, I provide the artifacts and the goals to you. So rather than having the difficulty
that makes
what I'm suggesting.
That still addresses my concern too, as to how we were set up with that.
So I had established these, and they were either completed or not completed, and you decided to what satisfaction
that
for you that was completed. It all related to academic, and at the academic we had different objectives that we had agreed upon. So my suggestion to you is put your evaluation up in here under the objectives, and then these will all be artifacts that will support that.
All right, that makes me very happy.
Yeah. And there can be more artifacts, there could, you know what I mean? So but the more or less or whatever.
So I like the way it's set up now, but I'd like to add that under the goals, before the artifacts, that you summarize what you summarize, whether it's commendable, whatever.
Just like it's like the little space that we have under the professional development.
But this serves as a worksheet,
or the
more
professional
or less,
standards.
Being able to check those things off serves as a worksheet to.
And then your accountability, and that would and quite honestly, that would make it easier. I'm thinking about all five of us. And all of those things that have to be considered in that compilation, where if at the top, you can still have that, but at the top, you decide. You decide what it is.
Right.
That would make more sense rather than interpretation.
Sure.
Yes, Ms. Simpson.
I was going to say, so, but I'm sure you don't want to do it. I really think that the form, though, would be easier if you have the subject matter, or the area of and then the goals with the commendable, the ratings.
Right.
And then under supporting artifacts, and you could always refer to, which goal you felt that it satisfied, but that's your support. Mm-hmm. And then we can fill that in, and then an area for... I just think the form needs to be revamped where you move those settings next to the goals, and you each year, whatever that is, you have your artifacts below.
And I think that would make sense because it's all of this is very subjective. And if you have, for example, objective one, increase student engagement and time on task, once these indicators are identified, we would want to work with you to make sure that under objective one, we have the indicators to support it. Under objective two, we have the indicators to support it. Otherwise, the list can be placed under the objectives in a subjective way, and it doesn't do justice to our wanting to evaluate you as fairly as possible. So if you help us, we can help create those indicators with you. But if you figure out, okay, for objective one, these are the artifacts and so on, there will be clarity. If you just leave them here like this, they could go anywhere. And somebody could put the first one under two, the other person under four, and there's no continuity, and that would make it more difficult.
And can I just piggyback that? It's really more like you have your goals and your objectives, but then your strategies is really what they are. And so if you were able, but they're listed like that, what artifacts we're calling them or whatever, if you had indicated, I had direction for this goal, and this was my objective, and this was my strategy and or artifact that I used to do this, so then as you go, you even see how you, there's no views in communication, and your goal was to have Twitter, and you even see that yourself, you fulfilled your objective.
I think that makes more sense.
I guess what one of the things is, you don't know necessarily know all the strategies that you're going to use. I mean, what's the goal?
That's true.
What's the goal? It's an academic goal to what? And then underneath that, you have objectives. Now, whatever strategies and artifacts I come up with, that's what you evaluate me on. Did I meet that objective?
Right.
So to try and list the strategies and to try and list the artifacts that you're going to come up with, it's better to say, here's what we want you to do. Here's the goal, here's the academic goal, here's some objectives underneath that. Now, you're going to be measured on how well you fulfill that. Now, you bring your artifacts, you bring your strategies you used, and we're going to evaluate you on that. Rather than listing them all out ahead of time.
Oh, no.
That's what we did. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, the artifacts can be listed out ahead of time, but the strategies certainly don't need to be, because they're going to be fluid.
Yeah, well, artifacts are usually a result, the end product.
So, for example, and this is something that we could refine. When you look at, to me, out of all this academic, everything that you were doing was to make sure that we were showing improvement in reading, math, and focusing on third grade. Mm-hmm. And that's just like one subjective perspective on it. Mm-hmm. It would be helpful when we have any specific statistical data. If we say meet AMO targets in reading, and if targets are not met, decrease the percentage level 1 and level 2 by 10%, it would be helpful to have the baseline for that previous year right there. So that when we look in the newspaper and see what the scores are before your evaluation, we knew last year was 70%, and we look and see if there was an increase, instead of having to try to go figure out where that data is. It's more helpful for the board members, it's more helpful for the community that looks at this, to know what we're talking about. Otherwise, it's very vague. And those are specific things that we can set expectations for, And some of these, document funding sources used to improve student learning. That's not an unrealistic expectation if we're saying that we're using funds specifically targeted toward academics versus other things. Some of these things, document professional development and effectiveness through surveys. That's not an unrealistic expectation. So I'm confused where we're saying that we don't want that level of detail, then how are we going to assess your reaching your goals?
Ms. Disney?
Actually, I think identifying the artifacts ahead of time are very important, because later, this time of year, one board member says, well, according to FCAT, you didn't meet the expectation we set for you, but according to Stat 10, perhaps you did. So I think identifying the artifact ahead of time is important because of the way data is manipulated, and because with the changes from the Department of Education, and they change levels, your scores plummet, and you're blamed for that rather than being commendated for the increase in DIBLs or.
But you set the order. They are.
So I think you need to identify them.
I did.
Yeah. Dr. Adams sets those.
Right, but what I heard said a few minutes ago was we weren't going to identify those artifacts, and I think it's important that you do.
That wasn't what I meant.
That's what I meant. No, I did say that.
That's not what I meant. And I haven't had this discussion, so it's really kind of unfair, but I feel as though rather than each single one of those, that was where my hang-up was, why aren't we giving for the goal? We're supposed to be talking about the goals, not what's down in the weeds that she has identified. We're supposed to be talking about the big-picture goals. Ms. Simchin?
And I want to say, because you got to realize, I don't know what you had. I only know...
Which is great, but what I'm saying is that's what I see. I just see, and it's just a simple issue for me, is that, yes, those ratings should be next. The column should be next to the goals and the artifacts down there. It was just an odd form to me, but that's what I'm saying, because I'm new. I'm trying to say that this was my first one. Don't know what you had. Looked and said, well, this is very detailed, and the goals were fine. I had the goals were great. Artifacts were great, but the way those columns were, I was like, but, even just from I would say an objective bias as a new person, that the form was not choreographed the way it should be. That's all. Then I think it's a very good point that you brought up, that move those columns up to the goals. Artifacts should be supplied.
No, not move those columns up to the goals. Add a rating at the top. Mr. McCain, can you have any comments about, you did one of the evaluations too, was you didn't have any problem with any of it?
That's what I'm saying. And then under the objective.
For this year's evaluation, I think we should consider actually taking those evaluations and putting the rating in. Otherwise, you're going to need an algorithm to come up with one. So you need to
Let's just see how they come out, because we need to just sit and see how they come out. And if there's an issue, we have till the
June 30th.
Thank you very much. It's on the agenda for the 24th, right? Yeah, 24th.
So there are two parts to the evaluation. There's this, and
right.
There's the...
And this is the way it used to be, the whole evaluation.
No, this absolutely is a huge improvement. It's not just an improvement. It's a huge improvement, but we need to tweak it just because this is a similar form to what other counties are doing. I think we've always taken something good and made it better.
And we built that from the ground up, so it was inevitable that we were going to find out the fact that there's something that we needed to adjust.
So you think maybe we need to have a further discussion on this? I'll put it on the discussion agenda. Is that okay as far as the evaluation? And since this is just new to all of us, we can have a further discussion. I don't think we need a separate workshop on just the evaluation. Not like we did before.
So just to make sure I'm understanding what we're saying, so what we're talking about is having the goals and under each objective in advance identifying what artifacts go under each objective.
We're talking about leaving it just the way, or I am, after Karen made her comment, leave it just the way it is, take those headings off of here and put a box right here and just say what it is. You can put whatever you want down there. You can do your evaluation down there.
I like having the met expectation, working towards as a worksheet, but
and
I like
the final
up in the goal box.
I got
to have
you.
A rating.
A rating
so
in the goal box.
F is
and then here have a definitive rating so that when it's compiled,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Right, that would match the ratings that we give on these other
parts. Makes sense.
The personal, what is it called?
Professional standards.
The other one is called personal.
There's no personal standards.
The other part that doesn't have the goals.
I think it's called
professional.
It's called professional standards. That's
which is what I just said.
Okay.
Professional standards.
So using the ratings that we have in that and there, put that in that whole box.
Yeah. Which are the same ones that we have. Okay.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
These four are the same
as those
here.
Four. It's exactly
it's
the same.
The same.
Professional standards are still the same.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So, we'll
so we're
going to
give one.
We're going to give
summary.
One, but we will
summary.
Still use this as our worksheet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Want to weigh in, Matt?
Yeah. We're all saying the same thing, we just don't know.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah, we do.
But Ms. Simchek, I will tell you, it is so much better as far, and it's better for the superintendent than it was previously.
It really is accountability, you know, at a different level than what we have.
Yes. I just have a question about the way we set up our timeline. Somebody talked to me about the performance salary incentive. Did we give that last year?
Not to the superintendent.
No. And so is that the intent this year?
This is what we always have to address according to contract. Is that correct?
The contract sets out general timelines for the evaluation of the superintendent.
Right.
The superintendent's employment contract doesn't contain a performance.
I'm just trying to understand.
This is verbiage that's always been in our timeline.
Okay, so this does not mean that is there going to be a conversation at any point in time about a performance salary incentive?
If there was, the proper place for it is at the dais on the 24th.
But it's not in my contract that we have to do that.
No.
Why?
She has never received that ever.
Yeah. So I'm
there
just
are
trying
some contracts
to understand.
Yeah.
Please be patient with me. In last time when we met and had this board meeting in June, we did not talk about a performance salary incentive. So I just want to make sure, because I'm not going to be here for that board meeting.
On the 24th.
And I'm going to call in if there... So I need to call in because any of the five board members can decide to bring this up and make a recommendation, correct? I just want to make sure because I want to plan so that I can
That hasn't been the way we operate, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we normally
that's what it sounds
talk
like
about
now.
Things that
Well, I will tell you, unless we sat here in a session, we sat here in a session and talked about, we don't discuss salary because I don't know what you wrote, you don't know what I wrote. Those issues need to be brought up on the 24th, not in a separate discussion conversation. And the superintendent's salary, I don't think we've ever included a recommendation for any. Your salary is.
No, no. And sometimes in superintendent's contract, it will say that there will be a bonus
for certain criteria.
Right. But it is not in my contract.
But historically,
LaCava
used to get. Dr. LaCava had some.
Yes, it was in his contract.
It was in every contract until this contract.
Right.
It has been in every contract.
And just for clarity, Ms. Diagresta.
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be inappropriate? Would it break any law for the board at a sunshine notice meeting to have a conversation that is not at the dais about a performance salary incentive for the superintendent? Is there a stipulation that the only place where that conversation can take place is over there?
At any notice meeting, the school board can discuss items. The issue is you can't take final action at a workshop or discussion session. Any action that you want me to take needs to be at a duly noticed business meeting of the school board.
Since there seems to be confusion, my comment dealt with, I don't know what anybody, you don't know what I put as an evaluation, so to have a discussion at this time, if you want to have it, bring it up on salary or performance salary incentive bonuses. You're welcome to talk about that.
just but the proper place, in my opinion, for that to happen, and it's always happened, is at the time a motion is made to continue a contract or no action taken, which has also happened in the past, or no action taken. Only the acceptance of the evaluation is what has to happen on the 24th.
Chairman Johnson, I understand that. As I explained to my colleagues, it's because I'm not going to be here.
I understand.
And traditionally, last year we didn't do this, right. So I was working on the assumption that it's not going to happen. But seeing it here in writing made me wonder if this year was going to be different, and I just want to be prepared, and I just want to make sure that, you know, I call in if we're going to have that conversation. So it would not be inappropriate for us to have that conversation here before the board meeting if anybody would like to. I'm not advocating it. I just wanted clarification so that I can do my due diligence, because I know I'm not going to be here. So that was the only reason why I asked, because
Ms. Jimenez,
we haven't done it
all
before.
Respect, if you want to have that conversation, have it.
I just said I just wanted to ask. That you don't need to belabor it, Ms. Johnson.
Were you planning to call in? Were you
going
to be able to?
I wasn't going to, but I think I am now.
Well, I'm not bringing it up. Well,
I will tell you that if there is nothing that comes forward from any board member during the motion, the superintendent, the chairman only puts forward a compilation of the evaluation. The chairman can put forward a recommendation for if there was any indicators for a performance salary incentive, could bring that forward. But I don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what I've written. I don't know what you guys have written. I have them. They're in my office, but I don't know. Ms. Stang was kind enough to put those in my box. Yes, Ms. Dugan.
Well, for me, it really isn't about what everybody else wrote on the evaluation. It's really more of a philosophical issue for me. And, you know, we've been notified that there's, 2.8 million dollars or whatever we have to cut out in the budget.
Right.
And so, philosophically for me, you know, if programs are in jeopardy, employees are in jeopardy, you know, any number of things, then that would not be a logical time for me to bring up that kind of bonus. Now, I do have a question, though, about whether or not you are included in the mandated administrative bonuses. Are you included?
No, district level and the superintendent.
Okay, principals and assistants.
But I want you to be clear. It's not in my contract. I knew that. I have no expectation that anybody's going to bring it up. None whatsoever. And I would advocate just what you're saying. I think it would not be a good time for anybody to bring it up when we are right now in a place where we are. So
and Dr. Adams hasn't asked for that. And I don't know why that's suddenly an issue.
Well,
Ms. Stang, is this verbiage different than what it was last year on the time? With the inclusion of performance salary
incentives? I don't remember that last year, but I think.
I use the same one each year. I just changed the dates.
You changed the dates. Thank you. So this was on. If you would you provide the board with a copy of the one from last year so that they can see for sure that has been on there? This year is not a surprise. It wasn't something that was added by anyone. Ms. Simchick?
You know, it just seems that the Stang just historically kept changing the date. It might have
been.
I wasn't here when that
did.
But I just really think, and I think, understanding board member Jimenez's concern was that you may or may not have called in, but whether it's a meet standards, exceed standards, or whatever, I would probably say philosophically at this time.
And
even if we all felt that you should have one, I think philosophically, whether it was you or someone else, I just think philosophically I would have to agree. That would not, you know, leaders lead. And I feel that as a good leader, and I'm glad to hear that you weren't expecting anything, and I commend you for that. I just don't think that this is the time because of the economics of our district. And not knowing the compilation of
what that is, mm-hmm. but a concern was, should I be by a phone if I want to or I don't want to? I'm making an assumption, but as a new person, as I said, whether it was good, bad, or mm-hmm. For me, I just couldn't even do it with just 6 months history. I had to work, unfortunately, you only got a 6 month tracker, so I could only judge 6 months worth, and right. I just couldn't, you know, like I said, good, bad, or indifferent. It's just not timing. I think you're absolutely right, but I do commend you for stepping up and saying, I don't even want it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had no intention. That was a surprise to
me. And the compilation I was speaking of had nothing to do with monetary. I was thinking of the overall compilation as to what the final consensus is of the board's evaluation. I wasn't speaking of money at all. At all. So I don't know where that... So anyway, that's where we are.
I have a suggestion that you take that off the bottom, Mrs. Thang. And if it's not in the contract, the board member can bring it up at any time, but that maybe implies that it could come up. And I think
I'll
in
the
other people's contract, it was in there. It would have, you know, it could have come up. So.
Well, that was in, yes.
Days, I don't agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I will tell you, I do believe that it's been in every single timeline we've gotten way before you were on the board.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's only, before you were superintendent.
Yeah.
But since I've been on the board, but your contract doesn't include that. It doesn't include car allowance. It doesn't include all of those extras that have always been in everybody else's contracts. Okay. So, and is standard in most. I assume it's standard. Is
it? A superintendent contract. There are no standards.
Once upon a time, it was.
Go ahead. What I can recall of, I don't have it in front of me, but there are a number of things that are going to fall off the evaluation because the goal's been reached.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we haven't suggested that number of things to be added on. So are we meeting another time about this? Are we any more time? So are we
going to start
going
in July that we were meeting?
We had three original dates in mind.
And we changed one, I think.
Yes.
And made this date. So I think there might be another one.
There's one more in July, I think.
Okay.
You don't have that this time. June 24th is the superintendent's evaluation goals. I think we have another meeting on goals in July, right? And we said we didn't want to do anything any further out than July because school starts in August and we wanted it all in place rather than what we did last year. Because, and you know you were not part of this, Ms. Simchick, but last year we set goals for the entire year well into the school year, which is kind of difficult when it comes to accountability, too. Yes, Ms.
I had two comments. One comment was, I had an opportunity, I serve on two charter school boards, and I had an opportunity yesterday to facilitate a SWOT analysis for the board as they set goals for the next year. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we get caught up in the particularities of every individual board member's assessment of the superintendent, but we rarely have the opportunity to collectively talk about what our strengths are as a district, what our weaknesses are, what our threats, what the opportunities are, and that could really help us to establish what other goals we would like to see included. That just brings everyone together instead of it being every individual person in their own agendas around education. And I don't know that the board would be willing to do something like that. So that was.
I'd suggest you wait and do that for your new board. I really and truly would. When you have a new board, you're going to have at least one new board member. And SWOT, we did a SWOT analysis.
2007.
Yeah, 2007. We did a SWOT analysis, and it was not done by FSBA. It was just done by an independent consultant. And I think with your new board, it would, you know, to have someone who's not going to be here to be part.
part of that, I think you might want to wait until you get a... I mean, you can have one. I'll be happy to participate. But I think your new board member would be would benefit from that.
Well, I was thinking more of it being something that we do on a regular basis. Like, we're setting new goals, so it's good to kind of revisit what
every
we identify and every year. And it doesn't have to be a long process because everybody's done it except for the whoever's new. But it reminds you, okay, this is where we are, and it may help us choose some goals for the next year. It doesn't have to be done. I just was really, when we did this with the board yesterday, we actually had their plan. They do their strategic plan on it's a 3-year plan, and it was wonderful because they had the goals. They identified 4 areas for the last 3 years. And the staff provided us an update of what they've done over those 3 years, and it really allowed us to laser focus. What did we accomplish? What did we not accomplish? And then what are those new threats that we're facing with Common Core, with the funding, with the, you know, and it really helps you have that big picture. And so yesterday we just said, okay, we have to only plan for next year. And so we looked at that and we said, okay, for the next year, what of all of this do we want to keep doing? And it just helps you focus because, you know, where do we pick out all these goals? Everybody picks them out from different places. And, you know, it doesn't have to be done. I just thought as a board member for those 2 school boards, it really helped me give guidance to our executive director, and a lot of the other board members came up with some really good suggestions.
Okay. So board members, we're looking for consensus on a SWOT analysis. Ms. Disney?
When we did that SWOT analysis, it was so valuable to me. And we didn't really do it in conjunction with our setting our goals, but what the result of it was we found out that a lot of our perceptions we agreed on. And we all came up with some threats that that maybe we hadn't thought of. So it gave me a good picture of how other board members perceived the district. And I believe that it could help setting goals, but I don't know in this case if we have that time frame available to us, because that would take a separate meeting to do it. And then, like Ms. Johnson said, I'd really love to see what happens with the new board. But there's something to be said with you being involved in that, Ms. Johnson, because you not only have the 8 years that you've served recently, but you have your past term that gives you a very different perspective than the rest of us.
Different perspective is why I don't think I really need to be involved. I think you need to deal with the people who are going to be the decision makers. And I'll be happy to do whatever the board majority wants to do, and I appreciate that kind sentiment. But I just feel as though that whoever that new board member is, it would be imperative for them to get a better feel for their fellow board members, get up to speed on some of the strengths that are now. Mr. McCain and Ms. Menes are in their second term. So there is a little bit of history there as far as how we have come as far as we have, you know, and why we're where we are. I think Ms. Simchek has brought a different perspective that has been good. And I think this 5th person is going to be, you know, is going to change the dynamics. And I always said I'm all for change as long as there's some reason for it, and I'm all for it. I think it keeps you healthy and keeps your posture straight. It's essential.
So what I basically said in a nutshell was, I would like to do a SWOT analysis. I don't know that it's practical for this particular goal setting. And in fact, because this is all so new and it was a huge change, what I would like to do with this evaluation is not, you know, overhaul it, but add some more goals, take off the ones that are starting to fall off.
Refine them.
And so, refine this whole process, because we're still finding, you know, that it's not quite right. Quite the document that we're on.
And I do like your idea about just adding the one. That's not changing anything. It's just tweaking it a little bit and putting that addition up at the top. I think we have consensus on that.
I don't know.
additionally?
No, but I'll go next because it's a different thing. Anybody else?
Okay.
We don't have one.
You didn't have your pen. It's sitting right there.
And then, but we were in SWOT analysis, so
I'm sorry.
Don't know how to approach this subject, but it was brought up and brought it up yourself. So, and I'm not doing this to offend or take a judgment or ethics, but I did hear you say you served on two charter school boards at the time. Mm-hmm. Are they charter school boards that are they private schools? Are they approved charters by the school district? Oh, okay.
Different counties.
Thank you. I just got. I was. But since you said it, I went.
Yeah, no,
I don't even want to bring this up, but I did have to ask.
No, please bring anything up.
No, and thank you. Thank you. I did just want, and that, woo, that was a 5-minute little score, and I really did not want to bring up, but I didn't feel like I could bring it up in private, so, and you brought it. So thank you. That made me feel better. So, and that means you are quite busy.
Additional comments on goals, Dr. Adams?
Yes. What I would like from the board is to look over the goals and objectives that we have for this year. I mean, I feel like some of those should be continuing in terms of academic and some of the other areas. So if you agree that there are some of those that you would like to continue, I'd like to know what those are so I can, you know, so if you'll just email me. And that gives me some feedback. And if there are any areas in particular that you feel strongly about it, you might tell me that too, so I can see if there's some consensus as I go to build some of the goals to bring back to you. Okay.
No, I'm just glad you said you were going to bring them back because of the opening of this. Because I didn't write them down. I'm glad that you're going to formally bring them back to us. And again, I just want to make a statement that goals and objectives are really great, except for if we have 100,000 goals, there's just no expectation. I mean, we have to have realistic expectations. With all that's going on in the new complex and the first year of the new Florida standards, and with that alone, I just want to make sure we're not setting up our superintendent for failure by over expectations.
Yes, Ms. Nanny.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've been wanting to bring up for years, and I think I may have mentioned it to Dr. Lokawa, I don't think I mentioned it to Dr. Adams, or maybe I have. You know, one of the things that we, our focus is achievement. Our focus is that students are successful. And one of the things that I've seen that's done in New York State in some schools is that the actual high schools get feedback from the state in the city, the universities that the students go to. And I've always wondered if there were any way that we could get feedback from Indian River State College about how our high school graduates that attend are doing. Because that feedback would be invaluable, and it will help us tell the story of how our graduates are doing versus allowing ourselves to be captured in the national conversation that public schools are doing such a lousy job that they spend all their time remediating. And I don't, it would be complex because it would require tracking, but if they're going from our schools to our local Indian River State College, maybe we can have a conversation with.
I think we can get that type of information. There is a kind of college readiness that does provide. You don't get any information outside of the state, but let me look and see what is in this report, and I'm pretty sure it can give us the Indian River. But let me see how extensive it is. It'll tell courses that you're successful in, not did you have to take remedial classes prior to. So we'll look at that.
Okay. So when you say you don't get anything from outside of the state, does that mean you get some things from other universities around the state? Because I don't know that getting the information back from the IRSD paints the picture, because so many of our kids that go off to Ivy League schools are going to be included in that, and those kids were prepared here too.
I think Florida collects information within the state of Florida, but they don't collect it if you go outside the state. But let me find out what's available, because there is some good information out there, and I'll see how extensive it is.
your comments and suggestions.
All right.
Hearing nothing else?
See, when you put hearing nothing else and you grab the grant, there's all kinds of
I just want to clarify for myself. You want us to give you feedback about items, goals, that...
Two areas. One is areas that we had this year that we need to continue.
Okay.
And I'll bring my ideas back as well.
Okay.
And then if there are any other areas that you feel like we need to focus on, if you would share that as well.
Okay. And then you'll bring your collection
here. I'll bring
here
my collection
and
back.
And
see if there were more...
limit some of
yeah.
it.
You know, everybody might have said the same thing, but we won't know until...
All right. Ms. Menace.
And then we have the workshop is in July.
Yes.
So
we'll
two.
Have to
look on. One July?
Okay. We did have three set. And we changed it. We canceled one, and we didn't set an additional one. So
I would just be concerned that if you think about what we've said here, we're going to get back to the superintendent with goals and objectives to keep and with new areas to add. And then we're going to have a meeting to kind of consolidate that and prioritize. That is not going, unless you come prepared with some artifacts already, and even then, is that really realistic to think that in one workshop we're going to have this document ready?
So maybe August.
Early August?
Maybe our first
fine
month
in August.
Look at that.
If you would. Okay. Anything else? I'm going to pick up the gavel again since everybody get ready to put their pen up. All right. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've already sent that photo to you, Dr.